Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As some of you probably know, Mr. Weinstein, after he was convicted in a court in Manhattan, he originally was downstate. He was then transferred to the maximum security facility here in Erie County at Wendy there in Alden. And he has been here in Erie County serving his prison sentence for the crimes that he was convicted of in Manhattan here in Erie County for a number of months. The as you also probably know, the Los Angeles County District Attorney also has brought charges against Mr. Weinstein for alleged sexual abuse acts that he committed in Los Angeles County. In order for Los Angeles County to get Mr. Weinstein back to LA to stand trial, they have to go through the proper procedures to get that to happen. That procedure basically is serving papers upon the New York State Department of Corrections, which technically has control and jurisdiction over Mr. Weinstein, and asking them to send Mr. Weinstein to California. So how this process works is that LA County sends the paperwork to the Wendy facility. Wendy then gives us a copy of the paperwork. We are then tasked with acting on behalf of LA County DA, basically, in scheduling the proceeding here in Erie County Court, which we did. We got a copy of the paperwork approximately 2 weeks ago. We then contacted the LA County DA's office, told them, hey, we got the paperwork here, we'll take care of this, we will schedule a proceeding, and that proceeding was scheduled for this morning. In the interim, it appears that the LA County District Attorney's Office and Mr. Weinstein's attorneys have come to an agreement to get today's date adjourned. I'm not part of that agreement. I have no dog in that fight at all. I mean, I don't have any dog in any fight, quite frankly. All I'm doing is pretty much just facilitating the extradition of Mr. Weinstein back to LA County if he contests it, all right? But we didn't even get that far today. So what would have happened today if they hadn't come to an agreement is that basically the judge would have asked Mr. Weinstein, do you agree to go back to LA? Simple question. He either would have said yes or no. If he would have said yes, then we're done. He goes to LA, this is all over, all right? If he says no, then we would have scheduled a second hearing. And then at that second hearing, Mr. Weinstein would have had the burden to prove one of three things. One, that he is not the same person that was brought the charge in LA County. He would have contested that, hey, I'm not that Harvey Weinstein. Two, that he can contest that it wasn't an actual crime that he's being charged with in L.A. County. It has to be an actual crime. It can't be like child support or something like that. You can't send someone back to L.A. for child support. It's got to be an actual crime, all right? So that's his second, you know, possible contention, all right? Or the third contention he could make is that the paperwork is wrong, that the paperwork that L.A. County sent out here, there's a problem with it in some degree, all right? So those are really the only three grounds that anyone has to contest going back to wherever, all right? So, again, we didn't even get that far today because they adjourned it to December 11th. So on December 11th, that is what's going to happen. The judge is going to ask him, do you want to go back or not? No? Okay, then we'll schedule a second hearing. And then we'll contest one of the three issues there. Again, from our standpoint, you know, me helping L.A. County out here, it's not that tough to prove that he's the same person. It is an actual crime, and the paperwork looks pretty good to me. But we'll cross that bridge if we get there. Now, there is a separate parallel track that Mr. Weinstein also has the ability to pursue. This is the judicial track, all right? The second track, which is parallel, if he wants, is he can ask the governor to not send him back for whatever reason. COVID, I'm sick, I'm going to die anyway, whatever reason he wants, okay? He can ask the governor to not send him back. And that has nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with the court system at all. That's a pure decision that the governor can make. And again, so I don't have any role in that at all. So again, but again, Mr. Weinstein isn't going to go down that track until December 11th, because again, you have 30 days to petition the governor. That 30-day clock is going to start on December 11th. So pretty much right now, everything's on hold till December 11th. Chris.
Governor Cuomo. So Mr. Effman made reference to a stipulation, which I assume is the agreement you're referring to.
Yes.
Between Weinstein's team
and LA County.
Yeah. What can you tell us about that stipulation, understanding that, you know, you're not a party of it?
Yeah, not much. Just that they both agreed to that based on the current circumstances, okay? I assume the current circumstances were the COVID, okay? But I honestly don't know. I don't have any indication of as to why they agreed upon it, okay? They just both agreed to wait until then, until, you know, basically, you know, there's like I said, Mr. Weinstein's attorneys have 30 days to petition the governor, and they might have wanted to. They obviously argued over that date, of when that date starts. All right, you know, and Judge Case made a ruling today that 30 day was going to start on December 11th.
So he could not make the pitch to the governor.
He could, I guess.
Before December.
He could, yeah, he could. But he's not under the gun right now. He's got his clock doesn't start ticking until December 11th. Yeah, but he could now though. I guess, yeah. Oh no! Well, obviously, a lot. Once a month or so, they're coming across our desk. You know, and we do the same thing too. People get picked up in Rhode Island or Ohio. All right, so then we have charges against somebody and say, hey, you know, I'll write a letter now to Joe Smith, the jail he's in Pennsylvania, and say, hey, I want Joe Smith back here. So this happens all the time. Well, that'll be up to the judge, okay. But I would obviously you know, weigh in and say, you know, because I got two people down there. I want my two people safe. I want everyone safe, obviously, but I want my two people safe. So, you know, we're going to make sure that, you know, however many can come in there, but just make sure that, you know, people are separated, you know, even though I do a bad job here. But, you know, make sure people are separated, all right, and do the best you can. So anyway, he was, just so we're clear here, all right, we had made arrangements for him to be in person here. So we're not the ones who said he couldn't, he had to be on Skype today, all right? We told the court we will bring him in here, all right? So we were prepared to bring him in person today. After that, he then made the decision, Mr. Weinstein and his team, he made the decision, no, we'll be on Skype. But he could have come in today. It was up to him. A few months now. I can find out for exactly, but it's been a few months now. Yeah.
But he has that right to do that. I mean,
it's his right. He has a right to be here in person. So if he said I want to be here in person, I couldn't deny him that. So he has a right to be here in person, face to face, and argue to the judge, don't send me back to LA. Yes, he has a right to be here in person, and that was in the works. And then he decided, no, I'll stay on Skype. So that was his call.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.